Fuel deliveries have also been impeded by the superstorm. President Barack Obama is reminding Ohio voters that his Republican rival opposed a bailout of the auto industry. Obama, making three stops in Ohio today, is saying that Romney is running advertisements in the state falsely implying that the bailout has forced car companies to move jobs overseas. Romney has dug in on the ads, which have been widely debunked. His campaign insists that they are accurate. Two Penn State administrators have been arraigned today in new accusations they hushed up child sexual abuse allegations against the former assistant football coach Jerry Sandusky. Gary Schultz and Tim Curley are charged with endangering the welfare of children, obstruction, and conspiracy. Former Penn State President Graham Spanier, who is out of town for a relative's funeral, will be arraigned next week. A leading neurosurgeon has told an international conference on concussions in sports that young athletes need better protection from head injuries. Robert Cantu of Boston's University Medical School says that it's best that head blows be avoided under the age of 14. Cantu opposes tackling in football, heading in soccer, and body checking in ice hockey in youth matches. We'll be back with more news after this.
If you could see into the future, you wouldn't really need insurance.
I see beautiful home. Good job.
How about automobile accidents? Any of those?
Nothing on radar.
Of course, most of us can't predict the future, so we have to be prepared.
I see visitors slip and fall on your driveway.
Oh, no.
That's where your independent insurance agent comes in. An independent agent doesn't work for just one company. They work for you, so they can get you the best possible price on the best possible protection. Life, home, auto, or health.
Oops. Now I see little fender bender.
But you said no car accidents.
Hey, things happen.
Call your independent agent. We predict you'll be happy you did. Hastings Mutual and Romzix Insurance. Because things happen.
Things happen. Things happen.
Local service means local people you know. This is Dan Romzik. We have been insuring Thumb area residents since 1959. Let's see if we can save you money. For a free quote, contact Romzik's Farmington Agency in Bad Axe at 269-8382.
Back now for more news on WLEW. The Saginaw County United Way has received a generous donation from a telecommunications company. AT&T contributed $20,000 to the Saginaw United Way. The money was presented at 10:30 this morning in the United Way's Saginaw office. This year alone, AT&T has given $5.77 million to 574 United Ways across the country. Apart from this contribution, AT&T employees take part in employee giving campaigns. They provide millions of dollars to United Way. United Way is an organization dedicated to improving lives by mobilizing the caring power of communities around the world to advance the common good. Police say that a 25-year-old woman was left severely beaten and naked in a ditch in Genesee County. Ashley Lucier was listed in critical condition on Friday. She was found Thursday morning in Mount Morris Township. The Flint Journal reports that some passerby, believed to be students at Flushing High School, covered Lucier and called 911. Police say that there were more than 50 vehicles in the area of the crime scene that were stopped by officers in hopes that someone saw something. Police don't know how long Lucier was in the ditch. Police say they've arrested a 17-year-old boy believed responsible for breaking windows at a Catholic church in Bay City. MLive.com reports the teen is charged with malicious destruction of personal property in excess of $20,000. It's a felony punishable by up to 10 years in prison. The teen was jailed pending a court hearing. Authorities say that objects were thrown at the St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church on Saturday morning. In all, 16 windows were damaged, two of which were stained glass. Police also are seeking a second young person in the case. They're asking for tips from the public. We'll be back with more news after this.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. And they're always glad you came.
At Thumb National Bank and Trust Company, we know you're in farming for the long haul. Your history is measured not just in years, but in droughts and floods. At Thumb National, we understand, because we've been there with our customers and our community through the good times and the tough ones for over 100 years. Whether you're planning for next year or the next generation, give us a call, because at Thumb National Bank and Trust Company, we're here for the long haul too. I'm Mark Stackel, ag lender for Thumb National Bank, Stop by any of our Thumb National locations in Pigeon, Caseville, Cass City, or our two locations in Bay City, where relationships are built on trust. Member FDIC.
You want to be where everybody knows your name.
An 18-year-old Sebring man was bound over to circuit court on multiple charges in three different case files at the conclusion of his preliminary examination on Friday in Huron County District Court. Matthew Joseph Gola will appear on December 3rd in circuit court for arraignment on the charges. After two Huron County Sheriff's deputies testified that he was bound over on a charge of resisting obstructing a police officer. In the second case file, the charge was enhanced from second up to first-degree home invasion, a 20-year maximum felony. The third case file had enhanced the charges as well to first-degree home invasion and larceny in a building. Huron County Prosecutor Tim Rutkowski said that the charges are connected with break-ins reported in Windsor and Oliver Townships, while the resisting officers came at about the time of his arrest. Gola was arrested after deputies investigated a series of events early in the morning of September 15th. Police investigated several home invasions and found Gola and his vehicle at the bottom of a ditch. A number of items allegedly taken in the break-ins were recovered. A Bad Axe area woman waived her preliminary examination on Thursday in Huron County Circuit Court on a charge of possession of Adderall, a controlled substance usually prescribed for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Amanda Shemke will now appear in Circuit Court on November 26th on a charge that resulted from a traffic stop by Huron County Sheriff's deputies. Also Thursday, 48-year-old Robert David Ailent of Bad Axe was in District Court again seeking to have a new attorney. His request will be pushed back and scheduled with his preliminary examination that was set for Friday. This would be the third attorney in the case, after the original lawyer was dismissed by the court for a possible conflict of interest. A second was appointed by the court. Huron County Prosecutor Tim Rutkowski said that Ailent was before the court on Friday morning and again requested a court-appointed attorney. The judge will make the appointment and then set a date for the preliminary examination in the case. Ailent is charged with delivery of a controlled substance, in this instance, so-called bath salts, in regard to the incident that allegedly took place in Verona Township on September 20th. No formal charges have been announced concerning the September 28th drug bust at his residence in Bad Axe that resulted in the seizure of a large amount of hazardous drug-making chemicals. We will be back with more news after this.
L. Hansen Motors' 20th anniversary celebration is now history, and L. Hansen says thank you for making it a huge success. Here's L.
We want to thank past and present customers for 20 years of support. Our service customers, car buyers, and the general public received a total of almost $5,000 in incentives, bonus gifts, and door prizes during our celebration.
The grand door prize was a total interior and exterior vehicle cleaning valued at $150. Congratulations to the winner, Jim Kirsch of Bad Axe. Remember, L. Hansen Motors has 25 to 50 vehicles on hand at any given time, and you can check out the latest ready-to-sell additions at lhansenmotors.com. And don't worry about the gales of November. Head for L. Hansen Motors and kick the tires in comfort on their indoor lot. Then go find Al and make your best deal. No pressure, great deals, and warranties up to 18 months or 18,000 miles from the trusted auto dealership of the Thumb, L. Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe.
The federal judge presiding over the former Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick's corruption trial says that it will be delayed until November 13th. The trial has been on hold while a defense lawyer recovers from a health problem. Judge Nancy Edmonds says that Gerald Evelyn is recovering, but slowly. He's weak and needs rest. Evelyn represents Kilpatrick's friend, Bobby Ferguson, who is a Detroit contractor. Evelyn was rushed to a hospital on Monday after asking for a break while questioning a witness. The trial started on September 21st and could stretch into the new year. Ferguson, Kilpatrick's father, Bernard, and former Detroit boss, Victor Mercado, are charged with a racketeering conspiracy and other crimes. Kilpatrick quit the mayor's office in 2008 in a different scandal. A 12,000-square-foot party store that markets itself as the biggest retail store in Michigan for the sale of liquor, wine, and beer, and spirits is now open in West Kalamazoo. It's called Mega Bev, and it opened on Friday. Owner Scott Nico tells the Kalamazoo Gazette that it'll stock at least 10,000 items, including Michigan beers and wines, craft beers, single-bottle selections of domestic and imported beers, and liquors sold at discount prices as well as high-end products. The store also sells mixers, loose tobacco, cigarettes, and snacks. That's the news on WLEW. For the latest in Thumb Area News anytime, you can go to our website, thumbnet.net.